Sorry, stop. I can't meet the chest. If I had time in it, the chest in cabin to Amata by Mizra. The limbs of the Korban Tamid was placed on the bottom half of the ramp that led up to the Mizbeah on the east side of the ramp. And the ramp that led to the Mizbeah was 32 amos long and 16 amos wide. And they would place the limbs on the bottom 16 amos and on the east 8 amos of the ramp. And after they shafted the Korban Tamid, they would chop it into limbs. And the Kohen would bring the limb. They wouldn't put it directly on the Mizbeach yet. Instead, they would first place it on the ramp. And then the Kohen would go into the Lishkas HaGadol to read Krishma. And after that, the Kohen would take the limb from the ramp and put it on the top of the Mizbeach to be burnt. And the Mishnah says when they placed the limbs on the ramp, they placed it on the bottom half of the ramp, on the east side of the ramp. The Shamusap and Nitnin, they said the Kevetz Ulamasa Bamar. And the limbs of the Korban Musaf was placed on the bottom half of the ramp, but to the west of the ramp. B'shel Rashi Chadash and Nitne, Mitachat Kakav and Mizbeach Mei Lamata, and the limbs of the Musaf of Rosh Chodesh was placed underneath the Kakav HaMizbeach. The Kakav is a sofet, which protrudes one amma and encircles the Mizbeach. That's where the Kohanim walk when they walk around the Mizbeach. The Mizbeach is 9 amos high, and the Kakav is 6 amos above the ground. So the Kharkov is more than halfway up the Mizbeach. And the lens of the Musaf of Rosh Chodesh is placed on the upper half of the ramp underneath where the Kharkov protrudes from the Mizbeach. Hashgolim ba-Bikur, enogim ela b'fnei ha-bayim. The Maksis Hashakol on the Bikur, and the first fruit that is brought to Yerushalayim, is only when there is a base Hamikdash. When there is no base Hamikdash, the Maksis Hashakol is not given. And the purpose of the Maksis HaShakol is to buy with it the Korban HaSibur. When there's no base to make this, there is no Korban HaSibur. So therefore, the Maksis HaShakol would not be given. And so too, the Bikur and the first fruit that is brought to Yerushalayim, it is only when there is a base to make this. As the Pasuk says, Reishis Bikur Ad Maskva Tavi Base Hashem Elokecha. It says you should bring it to the house of Hashem. And when there is no bias, there is no Indian of Bikur. Abu Maisir Daga, Abu Maisir Behema Vavachar, but the ma'aser that we take from grain, the trumas ma'aser that we take from the produce that grows in Eretz Yisrael, applies even nowadays. And even though there is no base of mikdash, however, the kedusha of Eretz Yisrael is not bustled. Eretz Yisrael still has kedusha, and therefore we must take our trumas ma'aser from the produce that grows in Eretz Yisrael. And so too, Ma'aser Behema and Bechoros apply nowadays, even though there is no base Hamikdash, we have to separate every tenth animal, and it will have Kedusha, although we no longer can bring it as a Korban. However, the Mephoshim say that the Rabbanu were mevatel the Indian of Ma'aser Behema, and they said that we should not separate every tenth animal, as the Rabbanu were afraid that if we separate every tenth animal, since we cannot bring it for a Korban, so we have to keep it around, we might end up shearing the wool or working with the Ma'aser Behema, which is forbidden since it has Kedusha, so therefore, nowadays we would not separate the Ma'aser Behema. And so too, the Indian of Bechoros applies nowadays. A firstborn kosher animal would have Kedusha nowadays, even though we no longer can bring it as a Korban. A Makdish Golem or Bikurim, Hareza Kodesh. Somebody who nowadays is Makdish Golem or Bikurim, it would have Kedusha, even though we said before the Shkolm and Bikurim do not apply nowadays since there is no Beis HaMikdash. However, somebody who sets aside a Machzis HaShakol and says it should go for the Machzis HaShakol and the Beis HaMikdash, or somebody who takes the first fruits and says it should be for Bikurim, it would have Kedusha. Rabbi Shimon, Ha'aymer Bikurim Kodesh, Einan Kodesh. Rabbi Shimon argues with regard to Bikurim. He says that somebody who nowadays says that these Bikurim should have Kedusha, it would not have Kedusha. The reason being is since the Pasuk specifically says, Tavi Beis Hashem Elokecha, that the Bikurim should be brought to the house of Hashem, and nowadays there is no Beis HaMikdash. So even B'di'evan, if somebody nowadays takes the first fruits and says it should be for Bikurim, it would not have any Kedusha. Seven days prior to Yom Kippur, the Kohen Gadol was separated from his house into the Lishka and the Beit HaMikdash called Lishka Tal Hedrin. As the avodah on Yom Kippur could only be done by the Kohen Gadol, as the Pasuk said, "V'chibar HaKohen Asher Yimshach Oso." The Kohen is anointed to be the Kohen Gadol. He performs the Kapar on Yom HaKippur. And Chazal learned out from the Pasuk that the Kohen Gadol has to be separated for 7 days prior to Yom Kippur, and he stays in the Azara. And those 7 days, he has to be separated from his wife. His wife cannot stay in the list of Sanhedrin with him. Now, the list of Sanhedrin, although it was built in the Azara, it did not have the Kedusha of the Azara. And the opening to the list of Sanhedrin was from outside the Azara. So that's why it didn't have the Kedusha of the Azara. And if it had the Kedusha of the Azara, it would be forbidden for the Kohen Gadol even to sit down in the Lishkah, let alone to sleep there. As Chazal teach us, Ein Yeshiva Bazar, Ela Malchei Beis David Bavat, only kings from the Malchei Beis David are allowed to sit down in the Azara. However, since the opening to the Lishkah Kohen was from outside the Azara, it did not have the Kedusha of the Azara, and the Kohen Gadol was allowed to sleep there for those 7 days. And important to explain, the reason why the Lishkah was called Lishkah Sanhedrin was because Sanhedrin means the ministers of the king. Now, during the times of the second Beit HaMikdash, after Shimon HaTzadik passed away, the Kohanim Gadolim that followed Shimon HaTzadik were, for the most part, reshaim. The only reason they became Kohanim Gadolim was because they bribed the king in order to become a Kohen Gadol. And since they were reshaim, and they were not appropriate to become Kohanim Gadolim, they did not generally live out the first year of them being a Kohen Gadol. They generally passed away during the first year, so therefore they were constantly appointing new Kohanim Gadolim. And just like the king is constantly appointing new ministers, so too there were constantly new Kohanim Gadolim. So therefore they called the Lishkah that the Kohen Gadol stayed in, the Lishkah Sanhedrin, the Lishkah, the ministers of the king, since the Kohanim Gadolim were constantly being replaced, just like ministers are constantly being replaced. And they prepared another Kohen to replace the Kohen Gadol, in case the present Kohen Gadol became tasa. In case he saw a carry or some other tumor, and he became possible to do that later on Yom Kippur, they had another coin ready to replace the Kohen Gadol. And since the avodah on Yom Kippur could only be done by a Kohen Gadol, not by any other coin, so in case the Kohen Gadol became possible, they already had a coin that was ready to become Kohen Gadol in place of him, and to do the avodah in place of him on Yom Kippur. Rabbi Yehuda Oimer, Am Isha Acheres Matkinelo. Shema Thomas Ishto, Shenemar. The Chiper Ba'ado Uva'ad Beso. Beso Zu Ishto. Rabbi Huda said, just like they prepared another Kohen to replace the Kohen Gadol, in case the Kohen Gadol became Tameh, so too they would prepare another wife for the Kohen Gadol, in case the present wife of the Kohen Gadol died. As the Pasuk says, the Chiper Ba'ado Uva'ad Beso. That the Kohen Gadol is Mechaper Yom Kippur for himself and for his house. And Beso refers to his wife. So therefore, since the Pasuk says, Bechiper Ba'ado Uba'ai Beso, if the Kohen Gadol does not have a wife, he would not be cautious to do the Avodah on Yom HaKippur. So therefore, they had another wife ready in waiting in case the wife of the Kohen Gadol died prior to Yom HaKippur or during Yom HaKippur. Amrulo and Cain and Ludover. So Chachamah said to Rabbi Huda, if you're going to be worried that the wife of the Kohen Gadol will die, there will be no end to our words. That maybe the woman that we prepared to replace the wife of the Kohen Gadol will also die. So therefore, we shouldn't be concerned at all that the wife of the Kohen Gadol will die. The reason being is that Misa is low shechicha. It's not usual that somebody will die suddenly. So we don't have to be concerned that the wife of the Kohen Gadol will die. However, Tumah is shechicha. It is more usual that somebody will become Tameh. And therefore, we do have to be concerned that the Kohen Gadol will become Tameh and will be invalid to do that vote on Yom Kippur. So therefore, we do prepare another coin in order to replace the Kohen Gadol in case the Kohen Gadol becomes Tameh. However, we would not prepare another woman to replace the wife of the Kohen Gadol in case she died, and we're not concerned that the wife of the Kohen Gadol will die, since Misa is not Shkiach.